Start of the second half almost upon us. Van Dyke warming up down here on the sideline as number 32, Ramiro Gomez, has it teed up. There's kind of three kickers who could approach the ball. And it'll be Gomez here, sends it high and deep. Toby Treesh fields it at the 16-yard line. That back heel touched it, makes one guy miss. Now he's going to bounce it to the near side. Outside, he's got some room. Toby Treesh across the 40, 30, 20. He got it. Outran the kick coverage for a touchdown. Toby Treesh, an 84-yard touchdown. And the Panthers, Coach, that's the biggest momentum-shifting play of the year for Blanco.
Yeah, you couldn't have drawn it up any better for what you want to do. We're sitting here talking about getting the ball and driving it down there, and Trish just had another idea and just took care of business himself.
You saw the Florence kick coverage team converge inside, and Trish stuck his nose in there and then bounced it to the outside and had breakaway speed down this near sideline. One guy had a chance to get him, dove at the ankles and couldn't make the play. Panthers lined up to go for two in there. As to make it a three-point game, Blanco has the lead 13-12. Van Dyke in there to try this two-point conversion. Under center, he'll turn, fake a handoff. Now he's got a jump, throw it out to Webster, and it falls incomplete. Good athleticism by Van Dyke on that play just to get the ball out to Kalen. But Kalen had to turn, kind of roll his body back, and it fell through his hands.
Yeah, again, Van Dyke just not getting any time at all to get the ball off.
We're going to take a break. 11:46 to go in the third quarter. Panthers have taken the lead. Blanco 13, Florence 12. We'll be right back. Panther football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support for Panther football on BlancoRadio.com comes from Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers! And by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you from Panther Stadium. A happy Panther faithful watches as Zach Rogers puts his leg in one, sends it high and deep off the helmet of a Florence Buffalo and out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Coach, two straight plays with as much momentum. The kicking game coming through big for the Panthers.
Yeah, big play and get them set down here deep. We can get a big stop. Panthers looking in great shape.
That ball line drive deep, and the would-be returner for the Buffaloes, number 25, Martin Quenga, had the ball bounce right off his helmet, and it caromed out of bounds at the 6 or 7 yard line back there. So the Florence starts backed up deep in their own territory. Two receivers to the far side, two receivers to the near side, ball on the far side hash. Giddens, snap, quick throw out to the near side. Kalen Webster in space, nice play by Kalen there to make the stop at the 11-yard line, 4-yard pickup for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, pretty gutsy play there from that deep in your own territory, but a good pass, just hoping that he could get by that one man, and Panthers do a good job of keeping that from being any bigger than it was.
Play call getting run in for the Buffaloes now. Eleven to go in the third quarter. Panthers 13, Florence 12. Three receivers to the far side, 2nd and 6 for the Buffaloes. Deep in Panther territory, here's Hernandez charging forward, wrapped up by Thomas and Horrigan, and leans forward to the 15. Think it's going to be 3rd down and 1. Hernandez, you want to talk about a straight forward north and south runner? He doesn't even cut. He just takes it and charges.
No, and he looks like a little shifty, quick guy. You would expect him to be making a break or two, trying to get through there and maybe buy another yard of that. But like I said, he's just going straight ahead and getting what he can get.
So 3rd down and 1 yard for the Buffaloes. Pistol set, three receivers to the far side. Edgar's the H-back actually over there. And they're going to run a stretch play for Hernandez, and he's wrapped up, dropped in the backfield.
Big play.
Huge play by Sebastian Thomas, the senior defensive end. Tackles him back at the 13-yard line, a loss of 3. And in comes the punt team coach. They went with a stretch play to the outside when they'd been having some success going right up the middle.
Yeah, and absolutely have no idea what they're thinking. You almost expect them to do the read option with Giddens and just let him pull it and get to the wide side of the field.
So Giddens back with his heels in the end zone to punt this ball. Good snap, charges forward, sends a wobbly spiral toward the far sideline. That's going to be a good punt from the end zone all the way into Panther territory, down at the 46-yard line. So nice punt for the Buffaloes. Kalen might have had a chance to return that one. It's always tough to read him off the foot, but you could see Coach Hernandez telling him to field that one there on the sideline.
Yeah, there wasn't anybody from Florence around that one when it hit and got by him. You sure would have thought with kind of a low-line drive like that, Panthers could have got a good return out of it. But either way, they're in great field position here to start the drive.
And if I'm Kalen, any time I can get the football in space, I'm thinking that's a good opportunity. So Panthers have it. Their own territory at the 46. Van Dyke under center turns, tosses out to Webster, waiting for his convoy to set up, and they never gain any momentum. Number 54, Cutter Kalan, slices in there to make the tackle after a one-yard pickup for Webster to the 47.
Yeah, Panthers trying to get that one outside for him, and he just didn't have any place at all to cut back to make something happen.
Second and nine, ball on the near side hash, the Panther 47. 13-12, the Panthers lead. Chance Horton brings the offensive line to the ball here. Horton, the sophomore center, turn, give to Webster. Wrapped up, charges forward and gets to the 49. 2 yards here, big 74. Alex Gamboa wraps him up after the 2 yard pickup. Third down and seven now. I'll be surprised. I think if the Panthers can get it to third and two or less, they might go for it here on fourth down, but this is a big play, Coach.
Yeah, I would think, if they don't get it and they can at least get it across the 50 and like you said, shorten it to two or three, I think they'll be happy with a chance to try to go for it as well as running games worked.
Third and seven, turn, and a lot of penetration there by the Buffaloes. They sliced into the backfield and wrapped up Flores right when he got the handoff back at the original line of scrimmage of the 46-yard line. So the punt team comes in. So after neither defense could really stop each other in the first half, both defenses get stops on the first possessions here to start the second half, and Justin Wardlow will come in to punt the ball.
Yeah, and it's almost like, Sam, they have kind of done that little stunt with their middle lineman there a couple times tonight just at the right time.
Wardlow sends a high wobbly kick that's fair caught at the 25-yard line. So looks like they'll actually put it down at the 26. Number 25, Martin Cuenga made the catch for the Buffaloes. 7:58 to go in the third quarter. Panthers 13, Florence 12. Florence going to get their second crack at it of the second half, going from right to left. And the Panther defense still, if the Panthers have anything, they're winning the field position battle in this second half.
Yeah, and the Panthers so far tonight have just done an outstanding job shutting down the Buffaloes' leading rusher, Hernandez. So you just got to ask yourself, at what point in time are we going to go back to Giddens running the ball?
And here comes Giddens, a zone read keeper to the near side. Wes Eskew wraps him up, brings him down after a gain of 4 to the 30. And Giddens didn't look to have that same spark of a first step right there off that zone read.
No. I think, a lot of times it seems like he almost pulled that one a little earlier before he let the end collapse more on the handoff. But I think he knew when he pulled the ball out he wasn't going to get much more than that because the Panthers were out there waiting for him.
Right. It looked like the Panthers were expecting that zone read to start the drive here. Second and six from the Buffalo 30 here. Florence going from right to left. Shotgun set, H-back on the far side, two receivers over there as well, one to the near side, Giddens in the gun, and the ball's on the ground. Botch snap, Giddens trying to roll, Will Horrigan's going to sling him down. Big, big play for Will Horrigan, and he's fired up. The senior makes a stop all the way back at the 22-yard line, 8-yard loss for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, big play there for the Panthers because now that sets up third and long. Looked like we were maybe going to have the zone read. He didn't want to try to throw it and get away with it like he did the last time. We kind of saw that same thing happen when they had some linemen downfield.
So third down and 14 for the Buffaloes. Two receivers to either side there in this stack look. Stacked up on each other here. Giddens dropping straight back. Looking to throw. He's got a man on a post pattern. And it's caught toward midfield, across midfield. Flores picks up number 21 of the ball. No, that's a shoe that came free. as number 21, Tara Lee, was hitting stride by Giddens on that post pattern. And when you spread them out like that, there's no safety in the middle of the field all the way to the 41-yard line. From the 22 to the 41, that's a big pickup for the Buffaloes, over 30 yards.
Yeah, 37-yard pass play right there. Almost thought he was going to try to plant and cut right there at the end, but he tried to split the safeties for the Panthers. But, man, he hit him right in the hands on a sprint. Couldn't have thrown it any better.
So a big play for the Buffaloes on a third and 14. Sets him up in Panther territory at the 41. Shotgun set. Edgar goes in motion and will stop right over the tackle. Giddens looking to throw. Drop it straight back. He's got a man on a post. And dropped.
Oh,
the Panthers
goodness.
Dodge a bullet. Penalty flag flies. As, man, that was a touchdown for 26, Luis Olade. And the penalty against Florence, so it wouldn't have been a touchdown regardless. They'll back up 10 yards back into their own territory.
Yeah, and with the show Giddens is putting on tonight, I don't know that Blanco, I can't think of many years where we've seen, you know, two quarterbacks as good as we've seen in back-to-back weeks is what we've seen with Hess at Lexington and Giddens tonight.
And the Panthers right now, the middle of the field so wide open with no safeties back there, with the formations that Florence is throwing at them, and they're just running post patterns.
Yeah, those were both the exact same play.
Right, right. And luckily it wasn't 21 Terrell Lee running it, because Olade let that one go right through the breadbasket. So we'll see if they go to the air here on first and 20. Two receivers to the near side and far. Ball on the far side hash, and Giddens going to keep it. Run a zone read. He's running straight for this sideline. Ducks his head. Webster popped him pretty good there as he slides down at the 45-yard line. Second down and 14 coming up after the 6-yard pickup for Giddens.
Yeah, Panthers doing a much better job staying at home on that zone read and not leaving it quite so wide open for them like we saw in the first half. But, again, still picking up some yardage with the play.
Second and 14, ball at the Panther 45-yard line. The yard to gain is the 31. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Panthers lead 13-12. This stack set once again. Two receivers to the near side and far. Giddens will fake to Hernandez, sling one out to the far side. And it is caught. Good hands. No, it's dropped. Dropped on the far side by Zach Plour, but that one was behind him. That's the first bad throw we've seen from Giddens tonight.
Yeah, and he had a little bit of room. Almost looked like a pick play, except the pick was coming from the outside guy to try to get to the defender of the Panthers so that we could cut back with it. But, yeah, just threw behind him, and he dropped it. Probably could have made a play on it, but good job by the Panther defense to kind of have that one covered.
Third down and 14, the exact same yardage that they gained earlier on this drive. Two receivers to either side. Now Edgar will go in motion and charges forward. Should be a penalty flag, and there is. Penalty on Edgar, and he's got his hands up like, hey, you should have snapped the ball, but he was charging forward across the line of scrimmage there when that one was snapped. Third and 19 now, Coach.
Yeah, back them up even more, help the Panthers out. Again, you know, we saw this in the first half. Right now it's long enough to where the Panthers just don't let anybody get behind you. Keep the play in front. Again, they're probably going to have to at least get 10 yards, I think, before they would maybe even consider going for it on fourth down. Anything less than that, I think they're just going to try to swing the field position.
And if you're the Panthers right now, do not let them behind you. And here's a fake by Giddens. He's dropping back, looking to throw. He's got a man on a fade route. Wardlow makes the play. Good recovery by Justin Wardlow. As the player did get behind him there. Luis Olade got behind Wardlow, but had to turn around to make the catch, and Justin slapped it out of his hands. It'll be fourth and 19 from the 50, and in comes the punt team. But, man, you got to know he's going to run the streak right there. Wardlow has got to turn and run a little quicker than that.
Yeah, he did just enough, I think, to kind of distract him or flash his hands in front of him because, again, Giddens did a good job kind of putting the ball right in his hand, right in that right spot, but Wardlow was there to break it up.
Giddens back to punt, sends a wobbler at Webster, and he immediately calls for the fair catch and makes it. And interesting, Coach, is maybe Kalen just isn't comfortable returning those punts back there, as it looked like he might have had a chance to return that one a little bit.
Yeah, I think maybe he's just hoping not to let the ball get by him and get any further back. But again, he fair catches it and hits him right in the hands, and they're 7 to 10 yards from him.
So the Panthers take over at their own 17-yard line. going from left to right. Van Dyke leads the offense to the line of scrimmage here. Receiver on either side of the formation. Webster and Flores in the backfield turn. Give to Webster. He's got a little bit of a crease, and he runs through it. Nice tackle made. And the second level by number 50, Justin Trussell, but not before Webster picks up 5 yards. Good play to start the drive.
Yeah, get him across the 20. A little more room out there. Set up a good manageable short second and five. Good start here for the Panthers on this drive.
Second down and five. Ball on the near side hash at the 22. The freshman, Walt Dave, still the tight end in there. Wing T look for the Panthers. And Flores goes in motion. Ball's on the ground, and he has to dive on it. And he does, finally. Back at the 20-yard line. As a missed quarterback running back handoff there again puts the Panthers at a third and seven.
Yeah, the Panthers already have put the ball on the ground four times tonight, lost it once, but really very few of them have had anything to do with Florence causing it.
Right, right.
Mishandling on the Panthers. And, again, you're going to see that anytime you have a big change in your quarterback position.
Three receivers stack up to the far side, one tight end on the near side. And here's a toss out there. Webster trying to find a crease, lowers his shoulder, and is banged down at about the 26, 25-yard line. So, Coach, fourth and two, and I'd imagine the Panthers will punt it here.
Yeah, it sure looks like that's what we're going to do. Don't want to take any chance
turning the ball over. Giving the ball way down here. So,
right now, Webster, with that run, picking up 5 yards, gets up over 100 at 103. Already sitting at 17 carries.
So Wardlow in to punt the ball. Two guys back deep, and it goes through his hands. Justin now running toward the near side. And he's going to charge forward, and he picked up the first down. Justin Wardlow just got the Panthers a first down after he botched the snap, Coach. What a heads-up play from Wardlow there, as it looked like everybody was about to throw the sophomore under the bus, and now he's a hero for picking up the first down.
Yeah, I mean, way back there gets it. Ends up being just a 7-yard run, but a big play for the Panthers to keep the drive alive.
So now a first down at their own 32. That was going to be a huge momentum play. I held my breath there thinking that the Panthers might give Florence the ball way down in Panther territory. Turn, give to Jet Hood. Jet runs, spins, and shakes off a tackler. Bang down at the 34-yard line. A lot of bouncing off guys for 2 yards there for Jet. Set up second down and eight for the Panther offense.
Yeah, Hood with the Panthers' first score tonight here, sitting at 4 carries and 24 yards. You kind of just expect him here in just a little bit with that straight-ahead running to maybe pop one and look at about a 10, 15-yard run for him.
Second and eight, ball on the far side hash at the 34. Van Dyke under center will turn and give to Flores here. He charges forward. Steven, such a good, strong runner. Bang down at the 41, maybe 42-yard line, depends on the spot. And they'll put it at the 42 and move the chains. First down for the Panthers.
Yeah, Flores right now sitting at 7 carries, 26 yards for the Panthers. If you remember back that first carry of the night, he started off with a really good run. Just got lucky and had one guy that made a pretty big tackle on him, but started it with an 11-yard run. But since then has added a 9-yard run, a 6, and then a couple of short ones.
First and 10 for the Panthers. Van Dyke will give to Hood up the middle, runs through an arm tackle, now spins off of another, and Jet, that is hard-earned yardage, and he just picked up 4 for the Panthers. Approaching the end of the third quarter now. Panthers holding the 13-12 lead after taking the opening kick of this second half back. 1:08 to go in the third quarter. Second down and 6 for the Panther offense.